السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، My dear elders and respected brothers, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted us to come here to participate this majlis. This is the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted us to come here for the sake of deen. This is the ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear elders and respected brothers, life of this world is very temporary. It will pass. If we put a piece of ice, 5 kilo, 10 kilo piece of ice outside this building, after a few times we'll get there is no ice. That means the ice will be converted to water. Similarly, our life in this world will be finished. And it is very temporary. But the life hereafter, that means life of Akhirat, it is permanent. Hazrat Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh explain and give an example. If we fill up the space in between the world and the sky. You know, we know that the world is, the earth is like football. And in between earth and sky is vacuum. So he wrote his kitab that if we fill up this vacancy by seeds, you know, seeds, very small parts. How many seeds will be there? We cannot count it. It is infinity. Then he explained, if a bird will come 1,000 years after and take one piece of see, then one time will arrive when all seeds will be finished. But the life hereafter will not be finished. So we can imagine that the life is coming for us, for every human, when our life will start and will not be finished. That's why the mafhum of hadith, the person is intellectual. He is intellectual. He is an intelligent person who make ready for himself for akhirat before his death. He is intelligent. So my dear elders and respected brothers, that's why we should ready, everybody should ready for the life hereafter. And that preparation we should do in this dunya, in this world. You know, this world, the intellectual people give an example, this world is a shadow of Akhirat. You know, if a bird flying in the sky, a shadow, we can get a shadow in the field. These small children try to catch the shadow, but he don't get it because the shadow is moving. Birds in sky, birds is flying. So shadow we cannot catch. But if somebody catch the bird, he will get birds and shadow both. Is not it? So it is better to catch the akhirat, then we'll get akhirat and world both. So my dear elders and respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something from us. And we also want something for me. I also make planning from myself, a lifestyle for me. And Allah chosen a lifestyle for us. Who create us, my dear elders and respected, Allah. So the chosen lifestyle is best lifestyle. If we lead our life the chosen lifestyle, which is selected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established that lifestyle through Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will get benefit from this world and we'll get benefit from life hereafter. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected 125,000 Prophet Nabi alayhi wasallam for mankind to give the selected lifestyle, which is called Deen, which is called Ilm, which is called Shariat. That was given through all Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all Anbiya Karam. And that was changed one by one, one by one. Our Hajjaji, Hajjaji Malana Enamul Hassan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, gave an example. A baby 2 years old, his mother, his father, his parents or his guardian make his cloth like at 2 years. After few days, when the baby becomes 3-4 years, then that 2 years cloth is not suit for him, this baby, not suit. Then his parents change his suit like 4 years, so that that baby can wear the cloth properly. After that, when the baby becomes 5 or 6 years, then the 4 years clothes not suit for the baby. Then his parents again change the size. Like this way, when baby is, his body size is changing, his cloth also changed from his parents or his guardians. But after some times, when the baby becomes adult, like 18 years, 20 years, or 22 years, when his body shape is completed in all respects, when his body is mukammal, completed, then no need to be changed his cloth. Is not it? Because his body shape is mukammal now at this moment. So no need to change the cloth shape. Then Hazurji told, similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chronologically, from the Adam alayhi salam to Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, chronologically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the way of life, changed the lifestyle, changed the ilm, shariat, and it was completed at the time of Hadd al-Bida at the Arafah. Then it was declared, this ilm, this shariat is completed now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this shariat. And it will remain unchanged until Qiyamah. Like the babies completed his body, mukammal ho gaya, to abhi change karne ka koi zarurat nahi hai. Similarly, the Shariat, the Ilm, Deen was completed, and it will remain unchanged. If we follow this Shariat, this Ilm, then inshallah we will get benefit from this dunya and also will be benefited for the life hereafter. Our ulama divided this Shariat into 5 parts. One category is Imaniyat. This is the relation between an individual and Allah. Talukat. That is Iman. So we should establish our Iman, we should make our Iman strong such way, you see, so that our Iman become mukammal, completed. Our Iman can save us from the haram. Our Iman can stronger us in Shariat. We can do every work within the boundary of Shariat. The mafhum of Hadith, a person will get taste of Iman. Iman ki lajja toh hasil kar sakte hai. He will get the taste of Iman and he will become perfect mu'min when he will get 3 types of quality he gained through the effort of Deen, through the effort of Iman. One is, he should love the best love, he should love from all people, from his parents, from his, you know, child, his wealth, all love and affection, all affection. He should love more Allah and Rasul of Allah than that of all love. Number one, he should love more than that of his parents, that of his children, that of his all affection goods. He should love more Allah and Rasul of Allah. That is number one. Number two is, he should love a person, he should establish a good relation with others, he should do good deal with others for the sake of Deen, for the sake of Allah and Allah and the Rasul of Allah. And also, similarly, he should not keep relation with others. If needed, he should separate it from others. And he should, divide from others. That is also for the sake of Deen, for the sake of Akhirat, for the sake of Allah and Rasulullah. Third is, it is difficult for him to go to sin. Like a person is difficult to go to fire after taking Iman or after taking Tawbatun Nusuh. So if we get these 3 qualities in our life, then we can say that yes, we will get the test of Iman, we'll get the benefit of Iman we'll acquire. So my dear elders and respected brothers, we should do effort properly so that we can get these 3 qualities in our life. Then second category is Ibadat. After Iman, the second category is Ibadat. Salat, you know, Namaz, Roja, Hajj, Zakat, and all types of Ibadat that we should do according to Prophet Rasulullah was taken from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of this Ibadat we should do like that way. So namaz or salat is the key of Jannat. The coldness of Prophet Rasulullah's eyes. And it is the key or it is the media to get something from the godown of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make our salat such a way so that salat will be media to take goods and to take good condition from the treasurer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the media. So when we will go the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should try to make ourselves, we should make our salat such a way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach to Hazrat Sahaba Ikram, and Hazrat Sahaba Ikram did. We should do and make our salat such salat can give us goods and condition from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly is Muamalat. Third, Muamalat, transaction in our life. For an example, I am staying a house in rent. So how I should take rent from a house from a owner of house? How I will buy a house? How I will take a house from a owner? Or how I can buy, how I can sell, or every transaction that is included in Muamalat. That Muamalat also we do according to Prophet Rasulullah was taken from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way, lifestyle. For an example, a man spent 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he decided that he will lead his life according to Deen, according to Sharia. He is a businessman. He is doing business to sell fish. You know fish? Lot of fish here. So he is collecting pond to buy fish from pond. You know pond? Here is pond available. So he is collecting pond and he is searching the owner of pond. So he went to a village, find a pond where is a lot of fish. He talked with the pond owner, "Oh my brother, I like to buy fish from your pond." So they bargained the price. Finally, they settled the price, $50,000, the price of fish inside the pond. Okay, this price is settled, $50,000. So when you will come? "Yes, I will come next week, next Sunday. I will catch fish and will take. And I am now giving you $10,000 advance." So when Sunday come, the fisherman came and collect fish. There are two scenario maybe happened. One scenario is he collect much fish, too much fish, and the price of fish approximately $100,000. This is scenario number one. So my question to you, whether the owner of pond who sold to fisherman $50,000, does he give to fish to him at the rate of $50,000 now? No. Because he now understand it is the fish of around $100,000. He should not do it. Scenario number two is, when the fisherman catch the fish, he find it is the fish of $5,000. Does he give 40,000 and take the fish, all the fish? No. Because he now think, this is the fish of around 5,000. Already I gave 10,000. By this 40,000, I cannot fulfill my business. So he'll not buy. Then both people make quarrel. They go to Alim. They explain to Alim. Then Alim told, oh, my brother, you did mistake beginning. You did mistake beginning. Because the business you did, the price you settled before, that was not accruing to Sharia. That was not accruing to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, taken from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Our ulama says that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also taken the lifestyle of business. All lifestyle is taken. So we should do our business, we should do our all deals according to Prophet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taken from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So how we can do this? How? When we need something, then we should go to Alim. We'll ask him, I want to do business, fish business. How can I buy? How can I sell? Then Alim will explain us how to do it, how to buy it, how to sell it. So my dear elders and respected brothers, this example is given to understand the Prophet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taken whole lifestyle. The deen he was approved from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that was complete code of life. Our ulama told that up to Qiyamah, whatever the najm will come in this dunya, whatever the system will come, all phenomena, all methodology was taken, was given from Prophet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That was explained in Quran and Hadith. And that was mahfuz, the chest of ulama. So we should make relation with our ulama so that we can learn every aspect of life, every feature of our life, we can learn from Alim. That's why Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, he was desired that when we are simple men, we'll go to path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us some inspiration, then we'll get some jazba, you know, intention. We inside the heart will get an intention that we will lead our life according to way of lifestyle of Prophet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is called as Deen or Sharia or as per ilm. We will do that. Then that person will talk with his alim, Imam Sahab, Mufti Sahab. He will go and he will learn how to sleep, how to go bathroom, how to do shower, how to do toilet, how to do number one, number two. All these things he will learn from Alim, and he will make his 24 hours, all activity, he will make according to Prophet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given. What was written in Shariat. According to Shariat, according to Alim, according to Deen, he will fulfill his all activities. And then that activity will be treated as ibadat. A healthy man needs to sleep at least 6 hours within 24 hours. Our doctor advised us to sleep 6 hours. If a man lives 72 years, then it is calculated that 72 years old man sleep 18 years. How much? 18 years he's sleeping. An old man of 72 years, he sleep how much years? 18 years. So his 18 years will be treated as ibadat, will be treated, will be earned something for his akhirat, for the earned something for the life hereafter, when he will sleep according to Prophet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sleep. Is it difficult, brother? How much money need to learn the way of sleep? How much money need? Just to go to a alim and ask him how Prophet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sleep. Please explain me. Please teach me. And I will do it to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sleep. My whole life, my whole 18 years life will be treated as ibadat, will give benefit for me life hereafter. Is it very difficult, my dear brother? So it is very essential. So that our life, our whole activity, according to deen, according to sharia, according to ilm. That's why we need to be connected with alim. A person need to give 1 hour from the before Fajr to after Isha, he needs to go toilet for shower, for number one, for number two, for making wuzu. More or less 1 hour is needed. If a person have life, if he live 72 years, then almost 3 years he need to be stayed in toilet. How much year? 3 years. If he perform his activity inside the toilet, according to Prophet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then his this 3 year will be treated as ibadat, and he will get something for his life hereafter. This is very simple. Who will teach me how to go inside the toilet, how to exit from toilet? Who will teach me? An engineer? A doctor? A scientist? A businessman? No. An alim will teach me how to go inside the toilet, how to exit from toilet. My dear elders and respected brother, you see, if somebody offer me, okay, I will make a bedroom inside the toilet, I will make a kitchen and dining room inside the toilet, and make air condition inside the toilet, are you ready to stay 3 years inside the toilet? Anybody of us will be ready? No. 3 months? No. 3 weeks? No. 3 days? No. 3 hours? No. The toilet where we are not ready to stay 3 years, 3 hours even, that toilet, if we perform according to Prophet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we enter with left leg, we come out right leg, we make dua before inside, before entering, and make dua after exit, then our this time will be treated as ibadat. Is it very difficult thing? My dear elders and respected brothers, such a way 24 hours all activity will be treated as ibadat, will be treated, will be earn something for akhirat if we perform all this activity according to Prophet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, or he advised. All it is mentioned in Hadith and Quran. That we will learn from Alim. Then our lifestyle will be according to Ilm and Jikir. We should know from Alim, that is Ilm. and do accordingly, that is zikir. That's why our ulama inspired us to lead our life according to ilm and zikir. And that is very essential, that is very important, that we should lead our life according to ilm and zikir. Our tabligh, our 4 month, our 1 year, our one chilla, our first jawla, our second jawla, all activity in tabligh, so that ilm and zikir comes in our life. We should lead our life according to sharia. We should lead our life according to ilm and zikir. A train cannot run without this two rail path. If a train wheel outside the train path, then that will make accident. Like that, we cannot lead our life without ilm and zikir. It is very important. We should lead our life according to ilm and zikir, like a train can run on two path, two rail joist, that is run away. Without that, train will make accident. So if we lead our life according to ilm and zikir, according to deen, according to sharia, then it will be treated as ibadat and it will be something for our life hereafter. My dear elders and respected brothers, Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken holy muasharat for us. There are five parts that Prophet Rasulullah was taken from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that holy muasharat. First thing is isan, second thing is ihsan, third thing is insaf, fourth thing is haya. What is the English of haya? Modest. And fifth thing is simplicity. Hazrat Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was taken these qualities from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Isar. One Sahabi taken a guest from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam majlis. He took that guest to his house. He talked with his wife. His wife explained, only one man food in my house at this moment. Then they make mashwara. How to solve it? How to fulfill the requirement of guest of Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then they make mashwara. The wife will make the food warm and put on the dastarkhan. And gentleman will sit with the guest. He will try to make ready the lamp, you know, kopi. And he will destroy it. Guest will be eaten. Guest will fulfill his requirement. And the sahabi who is host, he will make sound from his mouth so that guest can understand. Host is also eating. This way, guest requirement will be fulfilled. The host is hungry, his wife is hungry, other member is hungry, but fulfill the guest requirement. That is called isar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this activity and give message to Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is called isar. That quality Hazrat Sahaba Ikram acquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Next stage is ihsan. We should give more. Then is insaf, at least equal. The fourth quality is modest. Because the more or less mafhum of hadith is, modesty is the part of iman. Then, fifth muasharat quality is simplicity. The mafhum of hadith is simplicity is the 50% of iman, more or less. So if we achieved these five qualities, these five muasharat in our life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would drown all bad activity from this world. So it is very essential we should acquire this quality in our life. When it will achieve, when we will go to path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our heart will ready, we will make intention from our heart that we should lead our life according to Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the fifth category is akhlaq. We should respect our ulama. We should respect our old person. We should love our juniors. And we should make respect other Muslim brother due to iman. If somebody gives some food to a hungry people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him fruits of Jannah. If somebody gave water to a thirsty man, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him, you know, mohor lagi hui sharab pilenge. Sharab ka English kya hai? Wine. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him wine which was mohor with Jannat. Jannat mohor wine will give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody gave cloth to others who don't have any cloth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him green cloth of Jannat. So my dear elders and respected brothers, these all qualities we will achieve when we'll go to path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we'll make effort, then our heart becomes ready. We make intention from our heart to lead our life according to ilm and zikir, according to code of life that was given from Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear elders, my dear respected brother, all these things we'll get when we'll go path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear elders and respected brothers, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet. After him, no prophet will come. He is the last prophet, and we are the last ummah. So we are the responsible. We are the responsible to establish this Sharia, this ilm, this deen all over the world, starting from me. So my dear elders and respected brothers, this life is not mine. This world is not mine. We buy Jannat. This is exchange already done. Who is the owner of our life? Allah. Who is the owner of our wealth? That is Allah. We need Jannah. So my dear elders and respected brothers, we should know where we can utilize our life, our money, our experience, our all qualities we should expend for the sake of deen, for the sake of akhirat, for the establishment of deen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us maghfirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us Jannatul Adn. My dear elders and respected brothers, this is great opportunity for us that this world we get such a work, such an effort which was did by 125,000 Anbiya Kiram. We are not qualified for this job. Due to Ummah of Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are the last Ummah, and Prophet Rasulullah is the last Nabi Rasul,
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen us, selected us to do this effort. My dear elders and respected brothers, our ulama told in the Alome Aroha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected our soul as a ummah of Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see, my dear elders and respected brothers, if some banana we'll put here, some is green, some is yellow, some is half green, half yellow. Which banana we'll take? We definitely will take yellow or jo pakka hai, wohi to hum lenge na. So, my dear elders and respected brothers, our ulama told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen that soul, that which soul are qualified for the effort of deen. So, we have inside inbuilt quality of to do this effort. So, my dear elders and respected brothers, we should utilize our such quality which was chosen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this effort. So, we are ready for that, inshallah. We are ready for that. So, my dear elders and respected brother, this is the old workers' mazma. So, we should make niyat, inshallah, we should spend 4 months per year. Are you ready for that, inshallah? Inshallah, after Maghrib will be bayan. After Isha will be bayan, inshallah, from our elders. Saturday, Sunday, the old karkun will come here. Inshallah, we will give more and more time and we will participate, we will join all istimai amal to sacrifice our sleep, to sacrifice our other activity. We will give more time in istimai amal. May Allah accept us.